You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. All over the United States, ladies and gentlemen, today there have been memorial services, people remembering various events, various deaths and conflicts. There have been bomb threats almost everywhere. And I believe that 99.9% of them were promulgated by wackos, lunatic, airhead, no account, nothings, in an attempt to gain a little giggle at the expense of everyone else. At least one of them, apparently, is serious, and that is Texas City, where they have already found at least two of the promised three fake bombs. And, of course, the caller said that there would be at least three that are real. And I sincerely hope that that is not true. I hope nothing blows up, and I hope no one is hurt. Something that cannot possibly gain anyone anything whatsoever. Most of the memorial services and remembrances across the country have been of the victims of the bombing of the Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And I think every one of us have paused at least once or twice today to remember those victims and to say a prayer on their behalf and to sincerely hope that nothing like that ever happens in this country again. I think that almost everywhere we turned today, and certainly on all of the news media, that event was brought home to all of us. And almost every official, from dog catcher to president of the United States, has had something to say about it. But something was conspicuously missing, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope to make up for that during this broadcast. During this hour, tonight. You see, the federal government, or at least members of the socialist movement within various agencies of the United States government, have been killing people on April the 19th for many years. At least four that we know of, or excuse me, I should say five that we know of, possibly six, and no one that I saw today, other than the memorial service in Waco, Texas, for the Branch Davidians, has said anything in their behalf. The turnout for the memorial service in Waco, Texas was small. And I think part of the reason is that it was held in Waco, Texas, for I and many others will not step foot in that town. We will not visit Waco, Texas. We will not purchase anything that was made in Waco, Texas. We will not order anything from a company that has its headquarters in Waco, Texas. I won't even speak to anyone who lives in Waco, Texas. Unless they lived there before the massacre of the Branch Davidians took place. Simply because I was there, ladies and gentlemen. I was there on the scene covering the events in Waco, Texas on this broadcast. It was this broadcast that warned the world. Oh, there were some local Texas stations covering the event. But by and large, they were acting as the lackeys of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, except for one, which was attempting to broadcast the truth. But it was all local. This is the only international broadcast that told the truth about Waco, Texas, and told it from Waco, Texas, while it was happening. And I can tell you that the citizens of Waco, Texas, in my estimation, every single one of them who were there during that time and who live there now, whether they were there during that time or not, should be segregated from the rest of the society of this world on some desert island and just left there. Waco, Texas should be bulldozed. Chemicals should be sprinkled over the ground so nothing can grow there ever. Ever again. And the fence should be put up around it so that no one, not even accidentally, ever has to enter that evil place. Because I saw a citizenry turn against their neighbors for no reason whatsoever, other than that it was the politically correct thing to do at the moment. I saw them partying and reveling in the money that the looky-loos and the curiosity seekers brought to Waco, Texas. And I saw a giant billboard placed alongside the highway which said, "The city of Waco thanks the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for bringing so much business to Waco, Texas." And all of a sudden, I didn't like anyone in Waco, Texas. From that day forward, I do not like anyone from Waco, Texas today. I will never like anyone from Waco, Texas. I will never like Waco, Texas. Those people showed me the evil that exists in the hearts of men and women without any help from any devil or anyone called Satan or anything else. It is there. And they gave it free rein. And they loved every minute of it. They relished the pain of their neighbors. They sucked up every penny and every dollar that they could get out of that event. They demonized people that for their whole experience with them had been as good neighbors. They hadn't caused anybody any trouble. The children were bright and happy, intelligent, and way ahead of the children who were taught in the public schools. They practiced their religion, didn't try to shove it down anyone else's throat. did their business in the local stores and restaurants. And contributed to the life of the community. They were different, to be sure. Their religion was different, to be sure. But our founding fathers left the old world to come to this continent to escape religious persecution. And in their day, they were the cults and the outcasts and the weirdos. And they were different, to be sure. They believed in something called freedom. They were revolutionaries. To their homeland, they were traitors. And in all their weirdness and their difference, to be sure, and even though they were wackos and extreme left-wing liberals and revolutionaries and believed in some strange idea called freedom, they built the greatest and freest nation with the most prosperous citizenry, who had the greatest opportunities, and indeed have been the only truly free people who have ever lived in the history of the entire human race. What was it that the Branch Davidians did that was so wrong? Nobody has ever quite figured it out, because nobody was ever prosecuted for anything that they were accused of that prompted, or that they say prompted, the vicious, murderous attack mounted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms on February the 28th, 1993. The affidavit of warrant that was given to us as the reason that the raid was made has been found to be defective, fraudulent, and in fact, ladies and gentlemen, mostly an outright lie. They had no grenades, although they had some materials that could have been made into grenades. They had no grenades. And anyone can buy any of those materials from surplus catalogs all across the country. I know at least four people in this town right here who have these hollowed out inert grenades sitting on their desk in their home as novelty pieces. The Branch Davidians had not made any active or live grenades. Why they had those parts, I don't know. It's none of my business. It is perfectly legal to own them. One of the methods by which they funded their church and fed themselves and paid their taxes on their land was through buying and selling guns at gun shows throughout the state of Texas and in a few of the surrounding states. All perfectly legal. They had federal firearms licenses. They had a right to own the weapons that they owned and to engage in the business in which they were engaged. They also did mechanic work. They had a band that sometimes played at events, and probably a few other methods of making ends meet. None of it was illegal or wrong. So when all of those myths were dispelled about machine guns and 50 caliber machine guns and rocket launchers and grenades and all of the other lies, because they were lies, the Branch Davidians owned none of those things. None of them whatsoever. They had some semi-automatic weapons, and they had purchased what is known as a Hellfire trigger, which anyone today can purchase. It is legal. You attach it to the trigger of a semi-automatic weapon, and it will fire off several rounds fast enough to make somebody who hears it think it's a machine gun or an automatic weapon, when in fact it is not. Many people across this country possess Hellfire triggers as a novelty device for their firearms, and they go out to the range and have a few kicks shooting off some fast rounds from a semi-automatic weapon. If there was something dangerous about it, ladies and gentlemen, it would have been made illegal long, long ago, but it never has been. It is not now, and probably never will be. So then, what was the reason for the raid? I was digging through some of my old boxes and materials that I have. Several years ago, I was invited to speak at Wembley in London, England. It's a place where usually kings and popes speak, Nobel Prize winners, and the like. It was a great honor for me to be invited to speak at Wembley, and of course, I accepted, and I did. While I was there, I was approached by some people whom I didn't know, who were English citizens, and at least one of them was from Australia. They belonged to a religious group, and they asked me to help them. I told them there's no way that I could help them because they lived in England and Australia, and there's nothing I could do in any way, shape, or form. But they gave me some of their literature, and they told me, in their exact words, this is what they said, quote, "They are after our children," end quote. And, quote, "They want our children," end quote. And, quote, "They want to take our children away from us," end quote. I didn't know who they were then. I did not read the papers that they gave me. I stuck them in my briefcase, brought them back to the United States, where they went into a box. Just the other day, I found them. And this was long before Waco, Texas. I wish now that I had paid more attention to those people, because they were members of the Church of the Branch Davidian. And that's one of the reasons for tonight's broadcast. Maybe I could have done something. I am at a loss to think of anything that I could have done. I certainly could not have anticipated Waco, nor did I even know that there was a church called Branch Davidian in Waco, nor did any of these papers and flyers that the Branch Davidians in England and from Australia gave me while I was visiting London and speaking at Wembley. But in light of their predictions, I think that they were most probably right. Because the next things that were said about the Branch Davidians, when all of the previous lies would not fly, is the Americans found themselves on February the 28th watching their television sets in utter disbelief as an agency of the federal government assaulted a church in Texas with guns blazing, helicopters firing down through the roof, And then we watched in utter amazement as these people bravely took up arms in defense of themselves and their church. And literally kicked the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms ass right in front of us. And we saw them with hands in the air backing away from that church after four of their number had been killed and many others wounded. In the initial assault, when they piled out of their cattle cars and began firing at the Branch Davidians through the walls, while three helicopters came over the horizon and began firing down through the roof, a very, very brave David Koresh, in the face of all of this fire, opened the front door of the church and stuck his body half out as a target, waved his arms, and pleaded for them to stop, saying, "There's women and children in here. Stop. Don't shoot. Stop. Let's talk about this. Please. Don't do this. There are women and children in here." They shot David Koresh in the stomach. He was shot in the wrist. One of his friends standing close to him, behind him in the doorway, was shot and killed. The Branch Davidians immediately slammed the door and grabbed their weapons and defended themselves and their women and their children and their church and their rights as all Americans have done when attacked in the history of this country. And when all of the accusations that were made against them didn't fly, the American people didn't believe it, because they said the warrant was only for David Koresh, and they could have got him anytime they wanted to, because he frequently went to town alone. One time, when the local sheriff was concerned that the Branch Davidians had some illegal weapons because some accusations had been made, the sheriff called David Koresh, and he said he went right into town to see the sheriff. Went directly to the sheriff's office. The sheriff and some deputies came out and inspected their weapons and took a whole bunch of weapons back with them to be inspected and found that they had no illegal weapons whatsoever of any kind and returned them all to the Branch Davidians. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms knew this. The same organizations that had made the accusations about the weapons against the Branch Davidians then began to make accusations that they were child abusers and child molesters. The Child Welfare Bureau of the state of Texas sent professional, competent investigators to check this out. All of the records that we have been able to obtain, and we've been able to obtain all of them, ladies and gentlemen, say very clearly that there was no substantiation to any of the accusations or allegations whatsoever. In fact, the investigators said that they had never seen a group of happier, more well-adjusted, or more well-educated children anywhere. The children showed no signs of psychosis, no signs of abuse. They were happy and smiling and played well, responded well, and they were well disciplined. And they were well versed in the Bible. And then all of a sudden we began to hear accusations that David Koresh was sleeping with all of the women. That's really strange, ladies and gentlemen, because I think in every city in this entire country, every small town, every burg, every borough, every four corners, there's somebody sleeping with all the women. But nobody is assaulting them with guns drawn, firing, and helicopters firing down through their roofs are burning them to death. So we know that wasn't it, because nobody really cares about that. That's their business. And if that's why they went after David Koresh, how come the Mormon Church is still in operation? If that's the reason to kill a group of people, to kill a church, kill a religion, then the Mormon Church would have been destroyed many, many years ago. And there are many towns in Utah and in the states around Utah where they are still practicing polygamy, ladies and gentlemen. And who cares? They have to answer to God for their actions, not me. And if they're not hurting the person or property of anybody else in this world, it is none of my business, and it is none of your business. If they are consenting adults, they are acting within the law, whether it violates your moral principles or not. And the United States government, in the person of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, had no business whatsoever hurting any of those people for any of the reasons that they gave. If it were true that they had illegal weapons, it was a matter for the local sheriff and the local police department, whoever had jurisdiction. And since they're just outside the city limits, it would have been the sheriff. The sheriff had a good rapport with David Koresh, had already examined all of the weapons at Mount Carmel and found them all to be legal and lawful and not in violation of any law of anybody. The Child Welfare Services had investigated the allegations of child abuse and child molestation and found them groundless and that it was not true. No substantiation whatsoever, and even said that they had never seen a more well-adjusted, well-educated, well-behaved bunch of children in their entire history. That speaks well for the Branch Davidians, very well, considering the children of those who persecuted and murdered them are just a bunch of uneducated, ignorant, illiterate, spoiled brats in most cases. Not all cases, but most. And as for the allegations of grown men sleeping with grown women, who cares? And if there were allegations of grown men sleeping with teenage women, if that is their religion and they're all in that religion consensually, who cares? How many states in the South say it's okay to sleep with a 13-year-old girl? I know that there is at least two. Ladies and gentlemen, and in some cases, the law turns its head in those states for girls much younger. Although I do not condone it, and I know most of you would not condone it, when it comes right down to it in their community, it's none of our business. Any of those people could have left at any time that they wanted to. How do I know that? We have a tape made by the Branch Davidians, ladies and gentlemen. A videotape that was made by them during the siege. During the siege. Most of you have never seen it. Some of you have. It is their own testimony on videotape in their own words. Under no coercion, nobody's pointing a gun to their head. And they tell their own story. We call it the Branch Davidians' last will and testament. For all but one of those on that videotape are dead.
You're listening to a rerun of The Hour of the Time, originally aired April the 19th, 1996. It is in memorial.
Now, this Waco massacre was not the first time that this had occurred, ladies and gentlemen. It had occurred several times before, once in another religious community in a plains state, which was resolved by the people surrendering. It all occurred on April the 19th. And the leader went to jail. And I'm not going to get too deeply into that because nobody was killed, nobody was shot, nobody was anything. Thank God. There was the Randy Weaver episode. Randy Weaver and his wife, Vicky, his son, and three daughters, one of whom was only a small baby. And in fact, wasn't even born when the events leading up to this occurred. You see, Randy Weaver was approached by a BATF informant who sold him a shotgun that was 1/4 inch under the legal length of the barrel. I don't know anybody that can look at the barrel of a shotgun and tell within 1/4 inch whether it's a legal length or not. And if it was 1/4 inch under, it would probably look like it was right about the right size. And unless you suspected or could see saw marks or something on that barrel, you would never think to even measure it, unless it obviously looked short. So Randy Weaver purchased that shotgun, and later another BATF informant coaxed Randy into selling it to him, knowing full well that it was 1/4 inch too short of the legal limit, and that he had obtained it from them in the first place. These people are scum, sucking, lying, deceiving pigs. They are, in fact, Nazi jackbooted thugs, just exactly as they have been labeled by others many months ago. So they arrested Randy Weaver and took him into jail and told him that if he would agree to be a spy on his neighbors, they would reduce the charge to a minor charge and put him on parole for a certain period of time, which means he would have to cooperate, or they could just get him for violating his parole, which means that they could say he did anything that they wanted him to have done and put him in jail. Randy Weaver said no, he wasn't going to spy on anybody. He wasn't a spy, he wasn't a rat, he wasn't an informant, and wasn't going to be. They told him if he did not, that they were going to put him away forever. He refused. So he knew if he came in to try to defend himself on the court date, that there was nothing in the world that was going to save him. So he took his family. He did what I would have done and what many other people would have done. He left. He got out of that state. He went to Idaho. He found a little isolated cabin up in the mountains, and he placed his family in that cabin, and except for a very few very necessary trips to town, they stayed there. All the while in fear for their lives, afraid of these Nazi jackbooted thugs who had vowed that they were going to put him away forever if he didn't cooperate with them. And then, on one fateful day, they caught up with him. They shot his son in the back and killed him. They shot his dog, his son's dog. A despicable worm, lower than a worm. He's an evil, terrible, dirty person named Lon Horiuchi, a sniper for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Can you believe this? They have snipers to use against the American people now. Set himself up within 100 feet of the cabin. And when Randy and his friend came out to go to the birthing shed where they had placed the body of his son to prepare him for burial, they opened up on Randy Weaver and his buddy, wounded them both, as they ran back to get into the cabin, Vicki Weaver was standing in the doorway holding her baby to her breast, unarmed, not wanted for anything, had never committed any crimes in her life. Lon Horiuchi, this despicable worm, this FBI sniper. Can you imagine someone who'd really set out to become a cold-blooded assassin, because that's what a sniper is. If his country was not at war and it was not necessary for him to be something like that, can you imagine the mental condition of someone who actually set out to, wanted to be, volunteered for it and trained for the fateful day when he would shoot and kill an unarmed, unwanted mother holding her baby to her breast. And the doorway of her cabin for nothing more, ladies and gentlemen, than 1/4 of an inch of a barrel of a shotgun that was never used in the commission of any crime, that was sold to Randy Weaver by the BATF and purchased back from him by the BATF just so they could entrap him and threaten him and force him and coerce him into turning into an informant on his friends and neighbors. And you ask me why I don't like these people? If I've got to explain it to you, then there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your mind. And then, ladies and gentlemen, just like they've always done in their history, they had filled a big rubber bladder full of fuel in a clearing and were attaching it to a helicopter so they could drop this bladder of fuel onto the roof of the cabin where it would then break, drenching the home in fuel, where they would then set it on fire and burn them all alive, including the baby, the two young daughters, Randy and his friend, and of course his son was already dead, and his wife lay dead in a giant pool of blood in their cabin. They literally had to pry the baby from her arms, for she truly had a death grip on that baby. And the last thing that she probably consciously did was to make sure that when she fell, that she was holding her baby tightly so that the baby would not fall and injure itself. And she made sure that she fell on her back so that the baby would be cushioned by her body, and then she died. And you want to know what I don't like about these people? I want to know where they get them. Where do they find such scum? What sewers do they crawl through to recruit these people from? How do they justify to themselves? And I doubt if they do. I believe sincerely that they are selected from psychological examinations which tell those who are hiring them that they are true sociopaths and have no conscience whatsoever, will follow any orders that they are given, and will not even blink an eye. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, these are excellent candidates for mental hospitals. That was another April the 19th, ladies and gentlemen. And then there was the Oklahoma City bombing, which was carried out by the same people for the same reasons, to serve the same agenda. It was the American Reichstag. The Oklahoma City Mura Federal Building was blown up by the agents of international socialism. It was the American Reichstag. it was the instrument by which the anti-terrorism bill that would never have had a chance of passing in America in a million years to be realized, to be passed, to signal the death knell of the Bill of Rights and the freedoms of the American people. It establishes the police state. Recently, the director of FEMA was made a full cabinet member. The anti-terrorism bill provides for the merging of law enforcement into a national police force. It calls for a domestic anti-terrorism unit. It calls for phone taps on a massive scale. And many, many other things, ladies and gentlemen, that you have not the slightest idea of how badly it's going to affect your liberties. It is not meant to identify and cull out terrorists, domestic terrorists of any kind, for all of those laws have been on the books for many years. There is nothing that a terrorist can do that is not illegal, ladies and gentlemen. He can't even talk about what he's going to do with someone else without it being illegal because it constitutes then conspiracy. No, this anti-terrorism bill and other legislation that still is going to be passed in the future of a more draconian nature will be aimed at the political opponents of socialism and the one-world totalitarian socialist state. In other words, you and I. Marx said peace is the absence of opposition to socialism, and that's really what this is all about. Why do you think patriots are being demonized in this country where patriotism has been revered since its inception? Why do you think the militias are being vilified when the militias are the entire and sole reason for the existence of this country? It is the militias that have fought all the battles on this nation's soil, ladies and gentlemen. The militias fought the Revolutionary War that created this country. The militias fought the Indian Wars. The militias, ladies and gentlemen, fought against the British in 1812. The militias, ladies and gentlemen, made up the contingents of both the Northern and the Southern armies that fought the Civil War. A modern-day militia in a southern state, ladies and gentlemen, routed out years of corruption and restored an honest vote to the people of that city. But not until the militia engaged them in a terrible firefight and beat them unmercifully and held them at bay until the National Guard could arrive on the scene and arrest the criminals who had held this town in a reign of terror for many years and had rigged every ballot of every election that had ever been held. Why do you think they want to disarm the American people, ladies and gentlemen? Disarming law-abiding citizens does not prevent crime. And criminals do not obey the law. And in states where it is known that everyone carries a gun, there is very little, if any, crime. Many law enforcement officers have been saved by citizens with guns. Every year, thousands of citizens are saved from death, injury, or the theft of their property simply because they have a gun, and most of those guns are not fired, just shown. Just held up in view. In Florida now, that they have the most liberal concealed carry law of the nation, criminals do not assault Floridians. They do not hijack cars that have Florida license plates because they know that the citizens of Florida are now armed. They look for rental cars and out-of-state plates and tourists from other countries because they don't want to get shot. Why do you think these socialist, airheaded idiots have to constantly and consistently and blatantly lie every time they open their mouths? It's because they can't win any other way. I was sickened to death knowing the reason for the Oklahoma Mira federal building bombing and who actually perpetrated it and how. And believe me, we know that now, and it will all be disclosed. Knowing all of that, and knowing that the symbol of the perpetrators is one red rose, to watch them laugh and mock the citizens and the victims of the Oklahoma City bombing as they all trooped in for their memorial service after that bombing, handing them each a red rose, and watching Hillary and William Clinton sitting there holding that one red rose up to their chin and under their nose and displaying it so that every time a photograph was taken, it was taken with them holding that one red rose. And when he made his speech during that memorial service to talk about those who had sacrificed, for that's what it was. The spring human sacrifice of the old mystery religion of Babylon and ancient Rome and all of the pagan religions of the history of the world to ensure the fruitfulness of their endeavor and bless their new world order. Socialism, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most terrible, most despicable afflictions, plagues, if you will, that has ever descended upon mankind. It robs humanity of everything good. It robs the individual of his self-worth. It takes away determination and opportunity. It makes everyone a victim and the state the great benefactor and protector of all of the slaves beneath it. Indeed, the government under socialism becomes the only important thing in the world. And any one or any number of people can be sacrificed for the safety and security of the state. It amazes me that people buy into it. It amazes me that people don't understand that the only answer to the world's problems is a true, true inner spirituality. A disaffection with all of the things that we think we need. For if you think you need security, you will become the slave of the one who provides that security. If you think you must have a steak and lobster every night, you become a slave to the means of obtaining that steak and lobster every night. If you think you cannot live without a great, big, comfortable home with running water and flushing toilets and comfortable couches and the big boob tube in your living room, then you are a slave to all that it takes to obtain the money to keep that house and keep that house up and pay the taxes on that house. And if you cannot support yourself or take care of yourself, if you do not understand the meaning of freedom, then you must exist on the benevolence of Big Brother, then you are a slave to Big Brother, and whatever Big Brother demands of you, you must accomplish. So for all those who have died on April the 19th, and all of the previous years, and this April the 19th is not over yet, ladies and gentlemen, do not stop praying. And because we've all caught on to it and what it means and what it brings and who's bringing it about, it is not inconceivable that a terrible catastrophe could still happen within the next several days. So maintain your prayer vigil and maintain your watchfulness and your personal security. If you are a known patriot or militia member, stay away from law enforcement or military and out of situations that could cause you to become embroiled in any kind of incident. And remember, the next time it could and maybe will be you. Good night, and God bless you all.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
I need you to talk a lot louder.
Good evening, Bill. I just want to say, you know, I heard the first hour, and people in Waco and the people in Oklahoma City, they didn't know. We do. And God bless America. Take care.
Thank you. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the, for the evening on this, memorial broadcast for all those who have been murdered on April the 19th for the agenda of the New World Order. And make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's going on. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello. I saw the photographs of the people at Waco who they have in prison now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's just, that really made me feel terrible. I've never seen them before, and those people don't belong in prison.
No, they don't. They were viciously attacked, and David Koresh went to the front door and tried to get them to stop shooting, and they wouldn't do it. And so they took up arms and defended themselves.
Well, all they had to do to get Mr. Koresh is wait till the next time he went into town. That's all they had to do.
Well, actually, all they had to do was call him up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, the BATF was in one of the gun shops in Waco, Texas, before the raid was conducted. And they told the proprietor of the gun shop, who knew David Koresh personally, that they were interested in getting information on David Koresh and the guns and the ammunition, the weapons that he had out there at the Mount Carmel. And he said, well, wait a minute now. I know they don't have anything illegal. I'll just get David on the phone and he'll come in and sit down and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they said?
Yeah, they didn't want to talk.
They said, no, this is on record. This is on record.
Well, and this guy, this FBI agent, Horiuchi, I don't believe that any FBI agent who has committed a crime of that serious nature has ever been indicted.
No, they look out after their own.
Uh-huh.
You see, law enforcement is a joke. They have this thing called the Brotherhood of Police.
Mm-hmm.
Well... You know something? Even if a police officer knows that his brother police officer is committing crimes, he won't rat on him?
That's terrible. They're supposed to be upholding law.
Well, you see, they're taught that they're a fraternity of special people and everybody else is their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're taught. They're taught that right in the police academy.
Yeah. Well, I sent you an article from the Wall Street Journal on guns and the Constitution. You should get it in a day or two.
Great.
And as far as this, Horiuchi, he's a sharpshooter, like you said. He couldn't just hit that woman accidentally at that close of a range.
He wasn't a sharpshooter. He was a cold-blooded assassin. Anyone who is a sniper, who is given the job description of sniper, is a cold-blooded murderer.
I do agree with you, but all I meant by that is he's such a good shot that you don't accidentally hit somebody unless you attempt to hit them.
That's absolutely correct.
And I hope you get your 10 million listeners back. I hope they all tune back in because we need 10 million people listening to this kind of programming.
I think they are. And I think there will be more and more people listening. I think we will exceed that number by a tremendous amount because of the great awakening that's taken place. People that 5 years ago wouldn't even begin to listen to anything, now know.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know more.
Yeah, I'll tell you, at night I just listen to this shortwave and I don't even turn the TV on anymore.
Well, good for you.
I don't bother with the television set practically ever. And I just, there's so much good stuff on shortwave radio, and I just wish the broadcasters on shortwave would tell promote the purchase of the radios more often. Tell people to, buy them for others. Tell others about them. Do more to promote it.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be a good idea.
Well, we do that.
Okay. But, I listen to you every night, and I'm going to go listen to you now and let somebody else call.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
520-333-4578 is the number. And, let me see here. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of this broadcast on the anniversary of a lot of terrible things that have been perpetrated on April the 19th. It's also a significant day in the history of this nation. It's the day that the British troops marched to Lexington and Concord Bridge in an attempt to seize the arms and ammunition that the colonists had stored against some day when they might have to use them against the oppression of the king. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, I need you to talk a lot louder. Everybody, when you call, put that phone right in front of your mouth and yell at me, please.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, that's better.
Good to hear you.
Thank you. Now you dropped your volume back then. Keep it up. People need to hear you, and all we have here is a speakerphone in front of a microphone. Okay?
I wasn't aware of the situation in Waco and Oklahoma until you brought to light
uh-huh.
the situation, and it's really a travesty.
Yes, it is. It's a terrible, terrible crime.
It's people like you that's bringing the news to us, and I'm just like the other caller. I listen to shortwave. I'm giving up my television, and you know, that which is kept secret, I guess in Scripture, somewhere in Scripture says that which is secret will be announced from the rooftops.
Yeah, will all be made known.
You know, and by you doing so is really helping the cause. Now, David Koresh obviously was doing something within his constitutional rights, and he was knocked out for that, and he just has to go ahead in history as one of our true patriots, and like yourself, also. And I just want to commend you for bringing to light all of these issues and keep it going, Mr. Cooper. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good night.
520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Bob from New Jersey.
Hello, Bob.
Listening to you, I'm sorry, but I've got tears running down my face. And they're not tears of sorrow, my brother. They're tears of rage. How much longer can we let these things go on?
Well, we're letting some go on right now.
I understand that. We're
Washington, D.C., and our military officers are breaking every law, every treaty, every international agreement, the United Nations Charter, the NATO Treaty, and are in direct violation of the Constitution for the United States of America. And nobody cares, because they show them a bunch of little children marching along a road, and everybody gets all misty-eyed, and to hell with the law. And that's more dangerous than anything that Slobodan Milosevic could ever do, is if we establish a precedent that these people in Washington, D.C. can just invent law and discard law whenever they want for whatever purpose they want. And it's absolutely amazing that they can bamboozle the population so easily, just like they did with the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas. They had people so bamboozled that I actually heard Christians and Mormons and Jews telling me that they're just a bunch of religious fanatics. They deserve exactly what they got. And these people came here to this country to escape all the hundreds of years of religious persecution in their own history. It's amazing.
But the population in this country is just, you're right, it is truly amazing what they're allowed to get away with. I mean, NATO, as far as I'm concerned, was formed to be a defensive military organization, not to attack people.
Read their charter. There's a link directly to the NATO treaty from our website, harvest-trust.org. And if you hit that link and go there, you can read the NATO treaty, and you will see that they are in gross, not just in violation, but gross violation. The treaty gives them no authority to do anything that they are doing.
One question for you, Bill.
Sure.
Where do we go from here?
Well, there's got to come a day.
Besides lock and load, where do we go from here?
Well, that's what it's going to take. It's got to come a day when Americans lock and load and stand up and hold their guns in the air and say, that's enough. No more.
Okay, brother.
And that's the only way that it's going to stop.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's where it's got to come from.
That's what everybody's afraid of, but it's the truth. And when you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Because it can't end any other way.
That's right. If you can write your congressman all you want to. You can write your congressman till you're blue in the face. It doesn't work. It will never work.
I wrote my congressman about the IRS for the last 5 years.
You can elect another sheeple to go serve in Congress for you, and that's not going to change anything either.
I'm fighting them 2 years ago. You have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No, the only thing they understand, ladies and gentlemen, is brute force. You can see that in Yugoslavia. That's why they're using it on Yugoslavia. That's all. That's the only thing that they understand. But there can't be a revolution. There can't be looting and raping and pillaging. There must be a restoration of the law, under the law, by the citizens of this country. That's why our founding fathers gave us the authority in the law to do it. Read the Declaration of Independence, which is the founding document at law of this country. Then read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Pay particular attention to the second article and amendment. And then read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers and all of the things that the Founding Fathers wrote, and you will see that they expected this to happen. And they gave us the tools, the only tools by which they knew we could keep our liberty and our freedom. And I know you don't like to hear it. Scares the hell out of you. Well, got to tell you something, folks. They were all people just like you and I. They had families and little children, and they had property, and they were scared. They didn't want to lose their property. They didn't want to lose their hard work. They didn't want to see their family members killed or imprisoned. But they couldn't live under that tyranny anymore. And so they built a nation. And they handed it to us on a silver platter. And we didn't deserve it. Because we're giving it away. Without a fight. So easily that it absolutely amazes me. What do you mean, where do we go from here? Where do you think we go from here? You want to throw your congressman out and elect another fool to go serve in Washington that's never read the Constitution? Because most of the voters don't know anything. They're just a bunch of sheeple, and they think Joe Blow, used car dealer, will be a great congressman because he's a good guy. And so we're going to send him to Washington to solve all our problems. Uh-huh. Good luck. Send old Joe, used car dealer, right on to Washington there. Elect old J.D. Hayworth for another term. Now, he was recently asked why he isn't supporting the protection of the rights of the American people. He said, well, I don't want to propose anything like that because there isn't any support for it in Congress. You get what you ask for. You get what you deserve. You get Waco, Texas. You get Alfred P. Murrah federal buildings being blown up. It's what Hitler did. When he couldn't get all the power in Germany, he blew up the Reichstag and took it. When Clinton couldn't get his anti-terrorism bill passed, they blew up the Alfred P. Murrah federal building in Oklahoma City, and they pushed it through. Unconstitutional as all hell. But it passed, and it's there, and it laid the foundation for the police state. Der Führer's Gestapo. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's about time you guys woke up, and I mean wake up sincerely. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Gary in Tennessee.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to mention, I heard it mentioned today, that today is also the anniversary that the Nazi SS stormtroopers liquidated the last remaining Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. April the 19th, they absolutely squashed the very last resistance of the Jews who finally got enough guts and got some guns and stood on their feet and redeemed themselves.
Yeah, there was just, standing from correct, like 200 or 300 held off. It was like 2,000 or 3,000 of the stormtroopers for a week or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, by God, they took, for everyone died, they took 10 of those scumbags with them.
Then that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that. Remember them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Absolutely remember them. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. This is CR in Virginia.
Hello.
I
hope you're doing very well. This other thing that you said happened on April 19th. It was 1985 in Arkansas. It was a little place called the Covenant of the Sword and the Arm of the Lord.
Yes, that's correct.
And I was trained there in 1982. I didn't agree with these people's philosophy.
But they had a right to it.
You betcha they had a right to it. And I was just had a son the day before. It was his birthday yesterday, and my wife was afraid that I was going to go out there and do something silly at the time. But
I need you to talk louder, please.
Okay. My wife thought I was going to do something silly at the time, but I didn't. But I had told my wife 3 days into the Waco siege there that they were going to kill those people, and they did.
Yeah, I said that on worldwide radio, and they burned the radio station to the ground the very night that I said it.
Yes, sir, I know they did. And I had come in from lunch that day at 1 o'clock from work, and the place was burning, and I broke into tears. I mean, and I haven't been the same since then. It was bad enough seeing what happened at Weber, but when they killed all those people there, I mean, it was just, like I said, I haven't been the same since. And I was watching CBS News this evening, and you were speaking about the Reichstag, and they just rededicated it today for United Germany.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. I just thought I'd bring that little point up to you, and I'll let the others get in here and call.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
You see, the American people don't know this pattern of murdering and burning on April the 19th. They've been sleeping. They don't put things together like those of us who study history and do the research to find out what's going on and why and who's bringing it about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
By this very callous attitude that some of the NATO spokesmen seem to have toward the collateral damage that they're causing and the civilian deaths.
They don't care. They don't care.
They really don't. And Bill Clinton is the same way. He's got a very, for a guy that really feels your pain, he has a very callous attitude toward all the chaos and suffering and murder that's going on in Yugoslavia.
Yeah, they sure do.
I don't know if anybody alerted you, Bill, but last Friday night on the Art Bell Show,
uh-huh,
your name came up about 25 minutes before the end of the show, and a caller had called in to the guest, who a guest by the name of Robert Morningsky. The man claimed to know you and to live near you at one time, and he spoke rather highly of you. And it actually almost sounded like a commercial for your book, Behold the Pale Horse, because they were giving it high ratings as being a very good book. And I was just kind of surprised. You know, Art Bell was not the host of the program. I guess he's on vacation, but I can just imagine Art Bell listening to that.
If Art Bell had been the host, he would have cut everybody off. He would have switched to a whole different subject, and he would have probably just been choking on apoplexy.
if he had heard, I'm sure he was pulling his hair out if he was hearing that. But they had you on a pedestal, Bill.
Well, he listens to this broadcast, you know, so he's hearing what you're saying.
I wouldn't doubt it. And I don't know if you had heard that, Bill, but I know they usually play the last hour of the program, like, you know, before tonight's program, so you might want to listen to that. It was pretty unusual that I would imagine you're probably going to sell a lot of those books. Are you still getting royalties from Behold the Pale Horse?
I don't get royalties. I'm lucky if I get a nickel. The publisher just stole the book and stole the royalties, and every once in a while, if she remembers I'm still alive, she'll write me a little check. But you know, I don't care because people are reading it, and I care more about that than I do about the money. Otherwise, I would stop publication because I own the copyright.
It's too bad. Maybe one of these days, with your name popping up so much on Art Bell's program, maybe he'll have to just, by popular demand, have you as a guest on his program.
He hasn't got the guts.
No, I know he hasn't.
He hasn't got the guts.
No, he really hasn't. But, Bill, you do a great job. I listen to your program all the time, and you just keep up the great work, and I'm with you, buddy. Okay. You know, there's somebody here, I for one, am really behind you, and I just hope when the crap hits the fan of this country, I hope there's enough good people in our military and in the FBI and the other governmental agencies to put up some sort of resistance to these evil people that are trying to bring us this new world order.
Well, if those are the people who are today being used to destroy the Constitution and intentionally break the law, I wouldn't look to them for any help. But I can tell you this, when the buffalo chip hits the fan, there will be some military units that will, with every man and every piece of equipment, come over to our side.
I think that's, we're going to have that if we're going to save this country.
Yeah. Well, it will happen.
All right, Bill. Take care.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, they're forcing us into a position where we will have to restore the law because they have thrown it in the trash can. They've doused it with lighter fluid, and like everything else they don't like, they've set it on fire. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yo, this is John from District of Columbia.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, we're having this big NATO thing here come Friday.
Yeah.
don't you
remember when they went and killed the Branch Davidians? It was right before the hearings were coming up for the funding for the BATF.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is an unfunded federal holiday.
Yeah, and
giving the federal employees off so they can. And I'll tell you, you want to hear a joke about this?
Go ahead.
Just
make sure.
You know what the difference between the American Empire and the Roman Empire is? At least the Romans had the common sense to have victory before they had the orgy.
That's a good one. Yeah,
listen,
you're right.
I mean, this is just totally getting out of hand. I thought that NATO was supposed to be a defensive alliance.
It was.
In fact,
it is. It is a defensive alliance. What they are doing is against the law. They're outlaws. They are not NATO in what they're doing. The NATO treaty forbids it.
Well,
and the NATO treaty was formed under the auspices, and according to the United Nations Charter, says right in the NATO treaty, and it's in gross violation of the NATO Charter. The United Nations Charter also.
I'll tell you what scares me. What scares me is all these third world nations like India, like Pakistan, like North Korea, like Iraq, like Iran, and a whole bunch of others out there with a combined total population of about 300 and 400 million. Say, this is not going to happen to me. I'm going to start building these medium and long-range missiles.
Do you blame them?
Nuclear weapons to put on top of them.
Do you blame them?
No.
I can't blame them. I can't criticize them.
They must be paranoid. The North Koreans must be totally paranoid. The Iraqis must be totally paranoid. The Iranians must be totally paranoid right now.
I would go farther than that. I'd say Bolivia and Panama and a lot of other places are totally terrified. In fact, Panama has already felt the velvet fist of the New World Order.
And, you know, I'll tell you something. You talked to Milosevic being such a bad guy.
I didn't talk that way.
Milosevic is not a bad guy. Because I'll tell you something. If there were a real bad guy there in Yugoslavia and Serbia, the second he saw those F-16s and those B-1s and whatever else they were throwing at him on day one, coming after Belgrade, he was getting out those MiG-29s, MiG-21s, everything else he could hang some bombs on and go after bombing Rome. You know, these people are all, these bombers are all coming out of Italy at him.
Yeah, and NATO has
he has done nothing against.
Yeah, and NATO and the United
States.
And NATO and the United Nations have no significant force over there. If he just mobilized his army and marched into Bosnia and Albania, he could take those two countries before you could even whistle Dixie.
Well, I know something about them. He has so much small arms and heavy artillery, tank ammunition stashed away all over this country, and these tanks are parked in caves. In barns, places where they can't see them and they can't get at them. We start sending the U.S. Army, the Marines there. We're going to be in deep doo-doo.
If you study the history of those people, NATO or whoever they send in there is going to get slaughtered. I don't care how much technology. Excuse me. Hey, good night. Folks, when you call my broadcast, you know, you got to let me talk. If you can't have a dialogue, then you got to pay for your own radio show. I'll let you talk, but when it's my turn, you got to let me talk. You know, it's that simple. It's my broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's Kent in Ohio.
Hi, Kent.
I want to thank you for Veritas before I do anything else.
Well, you're welcome.
It's amazing. I used to try to save them and keep them neat, but now I got so many people wanting to read them, they get a little tattered. I guess that's bad. You don't get the extra subscription, but people are in a hurry.
Well, they don't support their causes. They wouldn't take a subscription even if you didn't let them read it.
Well, you could be right.
I know I'm right. I've been dealing with them for years. They're hypocrites and liars, and they won't stand up for their cause.
I have a couple things tonight. I was in the Air Force for 8 years, and I had a top secret clearance crypto. And I see these people in the administration now who probably have the same clearance, and I can't believe it. It just amazes me, the people they're letting run around, being able to know what's going on and leaking it to the papers.
Well, did you know that when Clinton was elected, most of the people in the White House that he brought into the White House on his staff could not pass a security clearance?
Right, right.
And he had to sign a special executive order ordering the security apparatus to give them a clearance and let them see what they need to see to do their job?
From what I can tell, it's still that way.
Yeah, it is.
This fiasco he's got us in over in Yugoslavia just to save his butt. I saw Pat Buchanan on TV the other night, and he was talking about, he said some things about the history of Yugoslavia that I didn't realize.
This wasn't to save his butt. This is to bring about the precedent.
Well, yes.
That an international force can determine what is right or wrong, despite what the law says, and then send overwhelming force to enforce whatever it is that they decide. And it was also done just before the 50th anniversary of NATO, so that they could have a reason to keep NATO and redefine its mission to make it the world police force. And I predicted this would happen years ago. And remember, right before the funding for the BATF was coming up in Congress, whether or not they should keep the agency or merge it with another agency or disband it altogether, whether it should ever be funded again, they mounted the raid against the Branch Davidians to justify their existence.
Yes, I remember that. Anyway, Pat Buchanan was saying that when Marshal Tito was in power, that he spent half of his life digging tunnels in the ground over there. And that during the Second World War, that Yugoslavia was the world's largest producer of landmines. And he said he didn't think people were, that the generals were even thinking about that. And that brings up another thing. These guys, these generals that you see on television, and these NATO guys, is there anyone more arrogant? I've never seen such arrogance. And it just bothers me that I know that every time they open, they're like a lawyer, every time they open their mouth, a lie comes out.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that.
I appreciate you, buddy. I'm glad I found you on the other station. I'm telling everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks for calling. You're right on all points. Absolutely. Arrogant. Unbelievably arrogant. No, like you look at these people, it's like they have no soul. Where is their soul? Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, this is Marshall in Houston. I was just letting you know that they are starting that jamming again. It sounds like that racket that they used to do when you were on that Miami station.
Yeah?
It goes like that.
That's okay. They can't shut me up. They've been trying for so many years. It doesn't work.
Yeah, well, they're trying it again.
If you'll tune your radio very carefully, you can get around it.
Yeah.
They're not too good at it.
Well, it was kind of coincidental here. You know, I think Thursday a little bit of it started, and now it's the same racket that was
was going on. We couldn't pick you up here in Texas very well back
then. Oh, I'm the most dangerous radio host in America. I'm the number one threat to the New World Order. I'm the only source of truth left in this world where you can count on me never intentionally telling you anything that's false.
Well, you know what I was thinking the other day, Bill? I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know, Mr. Cooper is probably one of the few people in this world today that would probably get let into heaven because he is one of the few people that has pursued the truth in its totality. Most of the people are too scared, too lazy, too simple-minded, or they have an agenda.
The word is coward.
Or they're a coward, or they're making money doing it, or something else.
I think coward covers most of it. It's true. It's true.
It even amazes me as I was growing up as a Catholic, when I was in the Catholic Church, as I got a little older, I got to thinking about how, you know, one of the things that Christ had said was not to worship graven images.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of the churches, they have the cross of Christ with this prostrated Christ hanging crucified on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is these are the very institutions where they crucify the truth.
Yeah.
The Protestant churches, the Catholic churches, all of them.
All of them, yeah.
In the Catholic Church is the worst of them all, probably. Or at least they...
Well, I don't know if there's a worst. When you're misleading people and you're not telling the truth, then that's as bad as it gets.
Yep. That's what I see, the crucifixion of the truth, and that's the essence of Christ, has always been the pursuit of truth.
Seek ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yep. You're so right. Are they gonna drag us in with land forces now?
Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. Cooper, when they say they're sending like 33,000 troops over there, doesn't it require another 3 or 4 or 5 more people to support each one of those?
Yes, it does.
So they're not telling us the whole number that's going on.
No, they're not. They never will. Just like when they did the Dayton Accords. Clinton got on television. He told the American people, he looked right in that camera. He said, I have just signed the Dayton Accords, and we're going to send troops to Bosnia, but I'm here to tell you that they won't be there for one day longer than 1 year. In fact, most of them will be home by Christmas. He lied through his teeth because right in the Dayton Accords, we pledged our troops for 5 years and not one day less.
Yes.
Anybody can read it. Anybody that wants to get off their lazy butt and obtain a copy, they can read it.
Yes, yeah, I went down to one of the government bookstores here in Houston and got myself the copies of the NAFTA agreement and started reading that and was absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
And all the garbage that was in there that they didn't even tell us about.
Did you get to Border 21 yet?
Sir?
Did you get to Border 21 yet? Does away with our southern border?
Yeah. Yep.
Takes 60 miles of Mexico on the Mexican side, 60 miles of our state territory on the New Mexico,
Ostensibly, the borders are all gone here. It's just a matter of technicality.
Well, it's Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. 60 miles into our state.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes this combined 120-mile-wide area an international zone, which has its own government and its own run by separate organizations. And literally does away with the border between the two countries. And it's being implemented right now.
Right.
That was part of NAFTA.
And the majority of people listening out there don't even know that. That's just one part of it.
Oh, know that. They don't even know the name of their neighbor's daughter. Most. They don't know what goes on in the city council meeting.
No.
They don't know. Well, if I were to really tell you what they don't know, then I'd have to shut down this radio station.
Yeah, that's the problem with the majority of us. I mean, I know a couple of things, but the rest of the stuff I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't say a whole lot about it.
Well, I can say this because at one time I used to be just like everybody else until I woke up. Mm-hmm. And I stopped.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
How much in general we don't know.
Yeah. Sure is. But everybody will pretend like they know everything. Just like I did when I was 16. Boy, nobody could tell me I knew everything when I was 16.
Do you think that we are burning up all of our equipment, using up all of our continental defenses and shipping them out of the country?
We're almost out of cruise missiles right now.
What about, fighter craft? All of our fighter craft are over there European theater?
Yeah, I hope they just keep on doing it, because when it comes time for the militia to restore a constitutional Republican government, there won't be too much here to oppose us.
Hmm.
And that's okay with me. And even if they implement the Geneva Convention and bring in foreign signatories to the Geneva Convention in order to put down internal insurrection, as they'll call it, when in all actuality we'll be the only legal force operating constitutionally to restore the law, it'll take them some time to get here.
Well, you know, most of the people that go around saying they're in militias and all of this stuff, many of them don't even understand the structure of government. So, if they did capture it, they couldn't even put a government back together.
Well, the purpose is not to capture it. The purpose is not to foment a revolution. The purpose is not to overthrow the government of the United States of America.
The
purpose is, under the law, to restore constitutional Republican government, reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, arrest those who have committed treason against the United States of America, and hold them for trial.
But most of
under
them don't even know enough about that to restore it.
Enough of us do that nobody has to worry about that. What we have to watch out for are the other agendas that might rise up in revolution to establish some kind of religious theocracy, or to kill everybody who doesn't look like them in a great race war so that they can establish a all-black state or an all-white state or an all-Jewish state because we are the chosen people, or an all-whatever kind of state. People have to understand that we only have one uniting common bond, and that is freedom. It allows us all to be whatever and whoever we want to be, and anything else will oppress somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution allows us to be that.
Right. Only place in the world that has ever happened.
Yep. If you believe that the government should be some kind of religious theocracy, and it should be your religion, and that should be the state religion, anybody doesn't belong can't be a citizen, just remember, if you can do it, somebody belongs to another religion can do the same damn thing. In fact, that's what's been happening throughout the history of the world.
What is the actual meaning of the word religion from the Greek or the Latin?
I don't know. All I know is religion is something that cannot be either proven or refuted. It's based upon faith. A belief based upon faith rather than something that can be repeated using the scientific method or proven with facts or anything like that.
Do you think they're going to pull the plug here anytime soon on our economy?
Well, I tell you what, I know it's going to happen, but I've given up trying to figure out. It should have happened last October.
Well, the other thing I keep wondering about is that they've got so many people trapped into the system of usury. Just here in the Houston and Dallas area, I was up there last week. It was incredible the amount of building they have going on all over.
Yeah.
You
have to understand it's a debt-based economy. That's
right,
how money.
I guess they have to keep spending to keep it going.
They have to keep borrowing to keep it going.
Right,
you
right.
Cannot,
they have to keep borrowing to keep it going. And in fact, most of the buildings and structures that you see going up are all borrowed capital.
Yeah.
And the other thing it intrigues me is that with the amount of apartment building that's going on, it seems to me like they're building the hives for the new worker bees.
Yeah, I asked a friend of mine one time. He was showing me all his new car and his new house and all this kind of stuff. I said, "Yeah, but what do you really have?" He looked at me kind of funny and went in his bedroom, came back out, showed me the mortgage. I said, that's it. That's yours.
These people around here for a little Cracker Box, they're paying over $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I got to let you go. Let somebody else get in here. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Do you feel better, little puppy dog? Do you feel better, little child? Does your mommy know that you're playing with the telephone and your radio? I bet there's somebody in the room with you that knows how stupid and foolish you are. 520-333-4578. Somebody's little child is loose. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, William. This is Paul in New York. Just to go over definition of religion, it's to believe in God or false God. So the belief, like you said.
Yeah, it is a belief based upon faith. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with believing in God. It can be believing in a tree. It could be believing in a rock.
That would be false God. Right, but
yeah.
Some people believe they believe in a true God, you know.
Well, that even that can't be proven.
Right.
You have to have faith that there is a true God.
That's right.
Or be able to look around and see enough evidence of a true God to create that faith. Well, now you're assuming that everybody...
No, I don't assume. I know what's going on in this country when it comes to doing Christianity, for sure. And it's just it's not in a state of love. You know, Jesus had great courage, and he stood before evil and did not raise an arm to anybody. That's the highest form of love, but that's not for everybody.
Yeah, well, don't say he didn't raise an arm to anybody, because he did. That's what amazes me about Christians. They think he was just this meek little fellow, but he wasn't. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right, I understand.
You sure? When did he raise an arm to somebody?
Well, only when he went into the temple. When he got in the temple, he was very disturbed that they were doing business. They were making it a marketplace, selling doves.
He wasn't just disturbed. He caused a riot. He turned over their tables. He kicked their butts. He threw them out of the temple. Do you think that they stood by meekly and let him do that? There was a brawl. There was a fist fight going on, and Jesus was in the middle of it, and he won. So don't give me all this stuff. He didn't raise an arm to anybody.
No,
he kicked butt. He kicked butt.
That was what his government is, the church.
He kicked butt.
And that's where he started. The government of the world is not, you know, Caesar and all that is not... That's way down the line. But just a note on the Waco thing. They had that black flag up there, and they were chanting those things. Remember that?
That was the BATF flag.
Right. And so I
they raised their flag over the ashes of that church like some conquering army. And while the flames were burning the church, I have videotape of them with their arms up in the air bowing to the flames.
Right.
While those poor people and those children and those women were burning to death inside. Yeah, they did. I've been teaching all you guys what it is for many years. If you haven't figured it out yet, by golly, then either I'm not speaking English right or your ears are full of wax. One of the two.
That's right. Now, there was a bill put up today for $6 billion for this NATO campaign, so they want to raise more money for more bombs over there.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be just bombs. They're going to have to send troops in there. And a lot of those troops are going to die. A lot of them. A lot of them. Read the history of the Serbian people, and you are going to see that a lot of young Americans are going to come back in body bags dead. Dead.
Yeah, these are people over there, and they'll fight for what they believe in. They'll fight to the end.
That's right.
And it's really a civil war. I was talking to someone today. He said that was divided up, Yugoslavia in 1919.
Well, it was a civil war. Now it's not a civil war. Now it's a full-scale world war.
Okay.
You've got 20 nations of the world engaged in war. Listen to me, folks. You're not paying attention. 20 nations of the world are engaged in war in Bosnia, in the Balkans, in Yugoslavia, in Kosovo.
That's a fact. That is a fact. This is war. tried this out in Vietnam thing. I don't even remember what they called it. But we call it a war now. Remember? Conflict. Remember?
Yeah.
But they didn't call that a war for the longest time. But that was a war.
It was a war.
But if I ever know what a war was, that was a war.
It was a war. I was there. I could tell you for sure it was a war. No doubt about it.
So what's the outcome here now? Victory?
Either somebody in Washington, D.C. is going to regain their senses and stop this madness, or it's going to go into World War III. Simple as that. If we send in ground troops, Russia will send in ground troops. Don't pay any attention to all this stuff about Russia's not going to get involved. That's a lie.
No, I saw one of the ex-Soviet leaders walking up with a red carpet, shaking hands to that Milosevic or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That was just a week ago. I mean, he came out of hiding. That was 3 weeks into this war, so it was just last week.
Yeah, they are in the process of completing a mutual defense pact.
And they used to be the Iron Curtain. Anybody remember that?
Well, all the Iron Curtain means is that, the borders were hard to cross. They're not hard to cross anymore, but nothing's changed over there. Don't believe all this democracy stuff. Remember what Lenin said? Democracy is indispensable to socialism. Remember what Karl Marx said? Democracy is the road to socialism. Remember what Lenin and Marx said? Socialism leads to communism. The fall of the Iron Curtain was a deception. And it told you, Golitsyn told us it was going to happen in December of 1961. Listen, I got to let you go. I got to get somebody else in here. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. See, you're not paying attention, folks. You don't study anything. You just listen to what somebody tells you. You believe it without question, and you march off to repeat it to everybody that you ever see. It's amazing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It might be fitting to close out the show talking about the... He who fires the first shot will lose this battle, at least in the United States.
In the United States, that's absolutely correct. I've been saying it for years and years and years. He who fires the first shot loses.
Right.
We are within the law to form militias, to defend ourselves if we are attacked. We are within the law to restore constitutional Republican government. And if in the process of that restoration they fire upon us, we are within the law and within our rights to do whatever it takes to accomplish our goal.
Absolutely. And people who've got a hot head, they're concerned, they see what's transpiring. The battle right now is education. If you're walking around meekly, not talking about these things, afraid to tell your coworkers, afraid to tell the people in your community, you're out of the battle.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's what I got to offer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. Wonder what that noise was. It was a strange. I was trying to figure out what it was, and I couldn't do it. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's Monty Butterfield from Radio Free Vermont.
Hello, Monty.
Hey, I just want to add one little quick thing in for you. This month's issue of VFW magazine, Veterans of Foreign Wars,
There's
an article about NATO at 50 years old. There's a quote by Evgeny Gusarov, Russia's deputy foreign minister, from his recent speech at Munich. Quote, led by the United States, NATO is intent on destruction of the existing world order, unquote.
That's correct.
Ta-da.
They know exactly what's happening.
You're right. Gotta go.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Wake up, people. You're asleep. You're sound asleep. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was looking at the Pledge of Allegiance, and I noticed that they've changed, and I thought you might be interested in that. It says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of the District of Columbia and to the Socialist Democratic Republic for which it cannot stand. One nation under the United Nations, divisible with libertarianism and justice for none.
Pretty good. Did you write that?
Yes, sir.
Good work.
That, and I had one other.
But you know, they did change it. You know what it used to say?
say, I used to pledge, it used to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the state of, and you would pledge allegiance to that state.
Right.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you were pledging allegiance to your state flag and then acknowledging that the state was a member of a larger republic.
Yes, sir.
That's the way the pledge used to be.
But seeing as we've all got our Social Security numbers and we put our stuff under the District of Columbia, I guess that's where the allegiance lies now.
Well, not where my allegiance lies. And I've let them know that in no uncertain terms.
Right. I have one other quick thing.
You've got to make it real quick because we're out of time. Yeah, well, he always did that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. His mentor was Carol Quigley, who read Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley was a professor at Georgetown University. And if you want to know what Carol Quigley was teaching William Jefferson Clinton, read Tragedy and Hope, you stupid, ignorant, nut, crazy, lovable American people. You got to stop this ignorance and apathy and stupidity. You must stop it now. Because if you don't, by the time you wake up to the reality of what's going on, it will be too late to stop it. And you will cry big, big alligator tears. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes. You don't have a couple of minutes. You got a few seconds. Hurry up.
Oh, there was some talk about they dropped the bombs on the chemical plant in Belgrade today and it'll release this big cloud of gas.
It was yesterday.
That actually happened.
The chemical plant, it was a whole bunch of different chemical plants, including petroleum refineries.
Yeah. Then also I heard a Russian report where they were claiming a lot.
I got to let you go.
Yeah, a lot of stuff shot down.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Let this deadlock pass through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint?
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Now for the good stuff and do what you're told.
Yellow Ray Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't make this! You're surrounded! By the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, and the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination, biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plan for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. The sonic mind manipulation, inciting riots, is crisis creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and that can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion. Sonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for the Luciferian Messiah. The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools.